Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Joe Biden's just entered the White House for the first time as president. He and Vice President Kamala Harris took their oaths of office just a few hours ago on the very steps where a Trump-fueled mob staged an insurrection 2 weeks ago. Former presidents looked on. Donald Trump boycotted, but his vice president for the last 4 years was there. Here's NPR's Franco Ordonez.
President Biden delivered a frank but optimistic inaugural address. He acknowledged he'll be judged for how he resolves the various crises of the era, from the pandemic to racial injustice. But he also spoke of the enduring strength of democracy. He said Americans must set their political differences aside.
We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue, rural versus urban. Conservative versus liberal. We can do this.
Time will tell whether Biden's message of unity holds, but he promised to work as hard for those who didn't support him as for those who did. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The event was scaled down. Instead of that sea of people that would typically attend the inauguration, there were flags. But there was still some glitter with help from performers such as Lady Gaga and J-Lo.
This land is your land. This land is mine.
Some traditions remain intact after taking the oath of office, signing a handful of orders, and accepting inaugural gifts from congressional leaders. Biden, Harris, and their spouses reviewed the readiness of military troops outside the Capitol. One of the Republicans loyal to former President Trump, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, today struck a more conciliatory tone.
As leaders, we are judged not by our words, but by our actions. So let's go forth from here together, accomplish great things for the American people.
As for Biden's predecessor, he's back at home at Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida. Former President Donald Trump left Washington, D.C. this morning. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports Trump thanked his supporters and vowed to be back in some form before he boarded Air Force One ahead of the president's inauguration today.
In a farewell speech at Joint Base Andrews, Trump wished the new administration great luck and great success, but declined to acknowledge Joe Biden and Kamala Harris by name. He also took credit for his administration's efforts to combat the coronavirus a day after the death toll from the pandemic in the U.S. surpassed 400,000. Trump, the first president since 1869 to boycott his successor's inauguration.
That's NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closes up 257 points. You're listening to NPR News. President Biden is expected to sign an executive order later today stopping the U.S. withdrawal from the World Health Organization. NPR's Maria Godoy reports it's one of several moves the new president is taking to restore U.S. ties to the WHO.
The new administration plans to have Dr. Anthony Fauci, America's top infectious disease expert, deliver remarks to the WHO's executive board as head of a U.S. delegation later this week. The UN agency plays a critical role in coordinating the global response to the pandemic. The U.S. has historically been the WHO's largest contributor, but last May, then-President Trump announced the U.S. would leave the WHO, accusing it of conspiring with China to downplay the severity of the coronavirus early on. The Biden administration says it will work to strengthen and reform the WHO from within. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
The Russian government says it has made no special preparations over Biden's inauguration, but is ready for improved relations with the United States. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin waited for more than a month to congratulate Joe Biden on his victory.
The Kremlin spokesman told reporters in Moscow President Putin has always been interested in good relations with the United States, but that the feeling hasn't been mutual in recent years. Despite President Trump's open admiration for Putin, the Kremlin had to watch as Congress imposed new sanctions on Russia over the past 4 years.
NPR's Lucian Kim reporting from Moscow. The Nasdaq has closed up nearly 2%. The Dow closed up more than 0.75%. S&P up 1.3%. This is NPR.